the world, Texas, and San Antonio. This is not Mark Dankoff. This is Patrick Slattery filling in for Mark Dankoff. I got to say, that music just now sounds like the beginning of a big Hollywood movie. I don't know where that's from, but I'll tell you one thing. The show before this one, I don't know what that was, but that outro music at the end of the show, that was awesome. Okay, well, here's the deal. So I get this text message from Mark Dankoff last night, and he says, do you want to record tonight or come? Well, I thought he said come do my show live with me tomorrow. And I said, oh, well, I'm really busy right now, but I'll go on the show live with you. Well, I misread it. He didn't say go on live with me. He said go on live for me. And that's kind of different. Now, I found out a few hours ago, so that's no problem. And if you don't like me, no worries, because what we're going to do, this is not just going to be another National Bugle Radio. Mark, as you know, and as I'm sure you appreciate if you're listening to this show, he does an outstanding job as a news hound. And, you know, he does the Dankoff Report. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Dankoff Report. Sorry about that. Welcome to the Dankoff Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. It's the Dankoff Report of free speech, because it's where you come and you hear all about what smart people are talking about and writing about. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the badly needed fundage. Okay. No, but he does an excellent job, and all week long he's going through just dozens and dozens and dozens of articles, and then he he does a roadmap, and oh, that's so. What I'm going to do is I'm going to follow his format. I'm not going to do my format. So if you don't like my show and you like his show, okay, you won't get him, but you will get his show. This is going to be his format. Where he refers you to articles. Granted, I haven't read all these articles, and he has, but still, I'm going to refer to you the articles. Some of them I have read, and give a little bit of analysis on it. And then maybe, depending on time, I'll take some calls. I know he takes calls at the end. I'll take some calls. I will say, you know, it's December 16th, so we're 9 days from Christmas. And a very wise man once, well, not exactly a man, a very wise sponge once said, don't be a jerk, it's Christmas. And I would like to have that song, but this song, it's from SpongeBob SquarePants, and he sings a song, don't be a jerk, it's Christmas. So I'll take calls, but don't be a jerk, it's Christmas. Okay, with that, let us get to Mark Dankoff, the Dankoff Report, and the lead story here. Well, the lead story. Hey, guess what? Mark Dankoff was on VT Radio, Veterans Today, and he is now a writer for Veterans Today, and he's got a story up on Veterans Today, and you can check it out. If you look at the show notes for today, which I guess will be posted shortly, you'll know what we're talking about. But he was on talking about the border crisis. So we're going to start off with some news on the border crisis. And news, and this is not – the news he talks about is more – his sources are more like magazine-style sources. They're more analyses. Mike Rivera's show is more news. And I recommend Mike Rivera's show, which is going to be coming up in just a couple hours. But what Mark Dankoff specializes in is not looking so much at news, but analysis. And at any rate, so we've got this situation coming up where the this, what do they call it? Title 42. It expires next week. Title 42 was, it's Title 42 of, I guess, the Immigration and Naturalization Law or something like that. And it was invoked by the president, the real president, President Trump. It was one of the few things he was able to do to actually stem immigration. Obviously, he was going to build a wall. Didn't really happen. I go to his rallies, and like at the rallies, when he talks about his administration, like, wow, he really had a lot of success. I didn't realize how much success he had. Well, you know, there's a reason for that. It's because he really didn't have that much success. But he tells a good story. It's very entertaining. So he says he built a wall. Well, I guess he built part of a wall, but you know, the wall's not doing much good. And he tried to do all sorts of things, but the one thing that he was able to do that actually had a fairly big impact was invoke this Title 42, which allows for foreigners to get kicked out, like illegal immigrants, illegal immigrants, to get kicked out of the country because of a pandemic or health issues. I'm sure Mark would do a better job of explaining the details. And that's been used because, we've supposedly got a public health crisis going on here, and these people are coming over and they have, they don't have their vaccinations, whatever it is. A lot of them, up until now, a lot of them have been successfully deported. This Title 42, I guess it had been invoked for a period of time, and that's expiring, and the Brandon is not going to renew it. And so the one successful tool that the government had in at least deporting and keeping out some of these people is being thrown into the trash bin. And so as a result, we are going to have massive numbers of people coming over the border. It's already starting. And if you watch Fox News, which I don't, but I do try to watch Tucker from time to time, and he's got this guy, Bill Mnuchin, who's down at the border, and the floodgates are open, and we're just going to have, I think, are we at 8,000 a day crossing? Well, if you do 8,000 a day, 8,000 times 360, you're getting close to 3 million for a year. And I've heard some people say, well, we could be getting 20,000 a day. And that gets you, you know, up in 6 million. That gets you past the magic 6 million number. We're going to have a Holocaust at the border every day. Can you imagine? And every year, every single year, year after year, it's going to be a reverse Holocaust. So that sounds pretty scary. I mean, honestly, I don't know much about the Holocaust, but it sounds pretty scary. All right. So moving on. Oh, by the way, before we move on, we're going to do this. We're going to pet our dog on the head, but we're also going to. We are going to go to the. Somebody sent me this morning. This is from Magic Sky King Enjoyer. I don't know what that is. Somebody on, would this be on Twitter? It's on Twitter. Some Twitter person. He opines. You know what's worse than anti-Semitism? I don't know what could it be? Is that like a knock-knock joke? Okay, so what's worse than anti-Semitism? Stealing, usury, money laundering, lying, sexualizing children, raping children, sex trafficking, creating a market with the intent of ripping off people, Ponzi schemes where the victims are working people barely making ends meet. How about starting World War III? I think that's worse than anti-Semitism too. All right, moving on. Let's move on to World War III. I mean, not in a literal sense, but... these next stories from South Front Video, bombardment throughout Ukraine. So you can go to southfront.org. You'll find this link in the show description in the roadmap. And what's going on? Well, despite all of the talk that we've been hearing for months and months and months that the Russians are just, they're losing so bad and they're running out of ammunition, somehow they've been really stepping up shelling of various locations in Ukraine. It's happening. Moving on, next one. James George Jatris for Lou Rockwell. Is Russian restraint averting the risk of nuclear war or inviting it? So what we do know is that, and this is by James George Jatris, somebody I don't know, but he's with the Ron Paul Institute, and you know that's a lot better than Newsweek or the New York Times. The thing is that Russia has been showing restraint. They didn't do the shock and awe when they started this, you want to call it invasion, you want to call it a special military operation, I don't care, that's up to you, it's free speech. But when they started this, and they didn't, I mean, when I say they started this, obviously it was Victoria Nuland and her Jew crew at the State Department that manipulated, maneuvered, entrapped Putin into a situation where he had to respond like this. But when this overt military action started, was February 24th of this year, it was clear that, you know, Russia wasn't doing the whole shock and awe thing. Ukrainians were, well, to some Russians, Ukrainians are just Russians with a southern accent, and lots of Russian citizens and Russian people have relatives in Ukraine. Nobody wanted to see them suffer. And so, despite what some people might say, the Russians have been showing much, much restraint. Well, of course, in showing restraint, and I personally feel that they needed to show restraint, because without showing restraint, they couldn't have assembled the economic alliance with China, India, and other important countries, because the whole strategy of Victoria Nuland and the Jew crew was to not that Zelensky and the Ukrainian army was going to defeat the Russians. That was never going to happen. The whole purpose was to provoke an economic sanctions, international economic sanctions against Russia that would destroy the Russian economy and lead the Russian people to overthrow their government, which is clearly not going to happen. But that was the plan. And had Russia taken off the gloves from the get-go, would China have stayed on board? Would India? And that's a real question. At any rate, though, with this thing dragging out, this is a very dangerous situation. And, well, there are things that are happening that could lead to World War III. We're going to hear about a few of these things that could lead to a nuclear war, because this is going on and on. So Brian Berletic, I don't know him, Brian Berletic for the New Atlas. The New Atlas is a serious blog or news. I guess Brian Berletic is the guy who runs it. He's a sharp person. And U.S. to send Patriot missiles to Ukraine, CNN says. Okay, so that's something. Sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine, that's something that is potentially an escalation. Of course, Russia Today counters, I guess they're quoting Sputnik. Sputnik, pointless Patriots. Why sending the U.S. missile system to Ukraine won't do Kiev any good, but it will continue the war. What else do we have here? South Front. This is another one of these sites that concentrates on military matters. South Front. Why Putin says Russia could adopt U.S.-style preemptive strike doctrine. So, the Russian military doctrine, and I'm not an expert in these things, but the Russian military doctrine, their nuclear doctrine, as I understand it, is that Russia will not do first strike attacks. They only will respond, they would only use nuclear weapons if they're attacked or if they're, I think it's if their government is facing like an existential threat, something along those lines. And the implication of this article is that the United States doctrine is a little bit less stringent. It's a little bit less narrow. So, so the quote is Putin said, "We are just thinking about it. They weren't shy to openly talk about it during the past years." Putin referring to Americans. So as this goes on, here's one other thing that, where was this? There was, we'll get to it, but there's an article about the UK has sent its special forces are actually in the Ukraine. So as all this goes on, you can see that the risk of nuclear war continues. And so I'm not saying I agree with this perspective, but James George Jetras asking whether the restraint being showed by Putin is actually increasing the risk of nuclear war, presumably by dragging this thing out. Okay, yeah, and it was the very next article. This is also, let's make sure I got this correct. This, I'm trying to think of the links referred to, RT. Okay, Sputnik News, okay. This is from Lou Rockwell. No, this is from RT, okay. RT, the UK admits it sent troops to Ukraine. All right, so, and of course, American troops, I mean, to what extent do we have the American army over there training Ukrainians? And for those of you who are old enough or steeped enough in history, didn't Eisenhower have American military personnel in Vietnam training the Vietnamese forces? And then under Kennedy, didn't those people who were there as trainers start engaging in combat themselves? And then, of course, Johnson had the mad rush, put in over 500,000 American troops. Nixon, at the time, I didn't give him credit. But Nixon withdrew. Over the course of 4 years or 5 years, he withdrew the vast bulk of American forces. It wasn't fast enough for me and my friends. It wasn't. But in retrospect, probably he deserves some credit for that. I say that. I would cringe at the thought years ago, but we are coming up on the break. We'll be back with more of the Dankoff Report after these important messages. While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And so next story, we're sticking with the Ukraine stuff for a little bit because Mark has an awful lot on it and he covers it very, very well. The Economist, an interview with General Valery Zaluzhny, head of Ukraine's armed forces. So Zaluzhny, there's been a lot of rumors that Zaluzhny is unhappy with Zelensky. Zelensky's unhappy with Zaluzhny. Now, I predicted a while back that I would expect that Zelensky is overthrown by his own military at some point. I'm not saying it's going to be Zaluzhny who does it, but the thing is, the military is seeing that it's getting wiped out. They're seeing that they're going to get wiped out. Now, for somebody like Zaluzhny, who's been at the top of the military, he might be too invested in it. It's hard, you know, at some point, his own decisions, his own orders would come under question. So he might be too wed to Zelensky. But there have been all sorts of rumors that the two of them aren't getting along. I don't know. I would look at this article from The Economist, but I think it's behind a paywall, and I ain't gonna. So heck with that. Heck with that. But I would think that maybe colonels, or maybe some stray generals, at some point, Zelensky is just going to be too much of a liability, and he's not in any kind of position where he can surrender. So, you know, because how can you admit mistakes that monumental. It's the same reason people are wearing masks. You go out and these people you see wearing masks, they've been wearing masks for 3 years now. They're never going to take them off. They can't, because that would be to lose face. To show their face would be to lose face, because it's admitting that they were wrong. And people don't like to admit they're wrong. People would rather continue to be wrong forever rather than admit they were wrong. And that's what's going on here. All righty. Next, let's keep going down. Okay, this is from Infobricks. Land-based Zircon hypersonic missile, a strategic game changer. This is not up my alley, but look at it. The Zircon hypersonic missiles, these are a real thing. The Chinese and the Russians have it, and we don't. And honestly, I just assume we don't. Honestly, you know, you look at all these things that we've done that have weakened our military. Given the people that are in charge, I would just as soon have a weaker military. So I'm just saying. All right, now here, this is good. This is something I'm going to want to look at. Oh, no, before we get to that. NATO wants to put Serbia in line with its latest escalation in Kosovo. This is from South Front. And although there's so many things going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with everything. Kosovo, which had been an autonomous region within the Serbian Republic, which was within Yugoslavia, when Yugoslavia broke up, Kosovo remained part of Serbia because it was part of Serbia, but it had an autonomous status, as did Vojvodina, I think it's something like that, up in the north, and which is an area near Hungary, and it's got a Hungarian and a Romanian minorities, and it's very, very ethnically mixed. And in the south, you had Kosovo, which was predominantly Albanian. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole history of this, but under Wesley Clark, the Clinton had a bombing campaign against Serbia, which was still technically Yugoslavia. It was still calling itself Yugoslavia. It was the rump Yugoslavia, which was Serbia, and then the tiny Montenegrin Republic, and the two of them made up Yugoslavia. But Belgrade was bombed. The Chinese embassy was bombed. You'd think they'd have a better roadmap. If you're going to go around bombing a capital city, you'd think you'd get out a map and say, where's the embassies? You would think. And supposedly it's America, so all of our bombs are so smart. They're so smart. They all aced the SATs. They're that smart. And yet they bombed the Chinese embassy. And you know something? This was 1999. Just as an aside, they bombed TV stations because they were communication hubs. And of course they bombed the Serbian Ministry of Defense because it was command and control. What were 9/11? Wasn't the World Trade Center communications hub? Wasn't the Pentagon command and control? I'm just saying. We'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake
down, break down. Wow! That is some bumper music there. I never heard that one before. Okay. So I'm going to continue for a while. And, you know, I record my shows, so I don't get to take callers. I will take callers. I don't remember the call-in number. I remember 256-8252. I remember that because it's the 256 is 2 to the 9th power. I remember that the area code also is all in powers of 2. What was it? Oh, 512. Oh, I'm sorry. 512. I got it all wrong. And it, 2 to the 9th power. It's 2 to the 8th power is 256. It's 2 to the 9th power, which is the area code. That is 512-248. Those are all binary numbers. 8252. The 5 is kind of messed up. They might want to think about switching that last number. But at any rate, we're going to go to callers. But just before that, last article I'm going to get to. There's a whole bunch more, but there's too much to get to. This is from Veterans Today. Like Biden, 2/3 of Zelensky's cabinet is Jewish. And that would be interesting. This is by Henry Macau. Henry Macau is probably a pretty good source. He's a Canadian. He is Jewish himself. And sometimes it takes one to know one. Talks about Zelensky's Jewish, Igor Kolomoisky, Jewish. 2/3 of the cabinet are Jewish. I haven't had a chance to look at this, and if I'm going to say people are Jewish, I like to have pretty good sources for that. And so I don't know. I'm not saying 2/3 of the cabinet's Jewish. Henry Macau has. You can take what you will. You can. Take that to the bank or take it to the compost heap, whatever you think. Anyway, we're going to Joe from Florida. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Patrick, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you.
By the way, I wanted to say the highlight of the week for me so far, at least one of the two highlights, was when Dr. Patrick Slattery had to say to Brother Nathaniel, cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
I know. I'd been looking forward to that for like 2 weeks. Ever since Jeremy set this up, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'll get to say that to him. Because obviously there's going to be some anti-Semitic remarks when you've got Brother Nathaniel on.
I don't know. Was that the pot calling the kettle black? I don't know.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not. I don't even think of myself as anti-Semitic.
I don't think of myself as
anti-immigrant. I'm anti-immigration. That's something. But I'm not against.
You're a truth teller. You're a truth teller is what I call you. And you know what is it? It's like a little bit like Harry Truman, right? And they say, "Oh, give him hell, Harry." He says, "You know, I just tell them the truth, and they think it's hell." That's what happens when you call out Jewish power. It's like, "Oh my God, they're anti-Semite." No, we're just actually saying, you know, what you already know. In my opinion, and the other highlight of this week was talk about Nick Fuentes. Did you see the interview on Monday with Alex Jones? It was like the follow-up to the big Kanye. And there's that one moment, I actually have it on tape, where Alex is, I think he's trying to give him like throw him a life raft or something, right? This is the interview, just him and Alex Jones, this Nick. And he says, "Well, you know, it sounds like," Alex Jones says, "Well, you know, it sounds like you're claiming that the Jewish mafias are, you know, causing all the trouble in the world and, you know, that they're the main problems in the world." And Fuentes pauses for a minute and he says, "Yes."
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't want to be mean to Jews. but the thing is, they're running things to a very large extent, even if they're not running everything. And even if they've got lots of other people with them. The fact of the matter is that Jews could not run the country. They could not implement all these policies alone. They could not do it alone. They have to have collaborators. And there's plenty of people willing to collaborate. But the important fact is that if it wasn't for the Jewish role in, say, gay marriage or in mass immigration or these wars, they wouldn't be happening, right? So Jewish power is not sufficient to make these things happen, but it is necessary. These things would not be happening without Jewish power. And that's the thing. And so Jews do have an awful lot of power, and they are running society very, very badly.
Exactly. Yeah, and I agree. But, you know, he'll be mean to Jews. My best friend for 30 years is Jewish, and I basically have the same approach that you do. You know, but the fact is that Jews will tell you this themselves, privately or whatever. They'll admit it. What's his name? Gilad Atzmon and some of the other, Finkelstein, who wrote the book. They will call out the reality of their behavior. And that's what it makes it uncomfortable. Or like Dr. Imako Jones says, you know, people in polite company don't speak this way. Well, you know, it's time we started speaking this way and telling the truth without, I mean, I believe actually in Christian conversion. You know, I believe Jews can convert and become very good people. And there's a lot of good Jews in the world. But the point is, when you talk about Jewish power, you do actually have to call it out and confront the reality. The last thing I was going to say was, now we're getting towards the end of the year here. We do the year-end reviews. And if you'll bear with me, this is what I consider the Dr. Patrick Slattery line of the year. This was, I think it was in August or September, and you were talking about, I'm a big fan, Patrick, as you know, you were talking about the Young Turks TV show, and you said, you know that host of, you probably know this, you know that host of the Young Turks, what's his name, Uyghur, I think, wait a minute, what's his name, Chink Uyghur, would he make up his mind, please?
Yeah, we're at war. Make up your mind. Yeah, the Chink Uyghur,
somebody on TRS, maybe it was Mike Enoch, called him that, and I think that's very funny.
Make up his mind.
And there's, you know, there's the Uyghur, and I'm sure his name, which is spelled, I guess it's spelled a little bit differently, but
it's like very Uyghur likely, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but it very likely comes from the same word. The Uyghur language is a Turkic language, so they have the same root, and very likely it's the same word. But we have this word Uyghur, right? Which is
another word. Yeah.
It's a white N word, right? A white N word. That's where that comes from. And, you know, so the Chinese are dealing with their Uyghur problem. You know, we've got a Uyghur problem.
We got a Uyghur problem.
Oh, yeah. We got a Uyghur, which is Uyghur nationalism. yeah, we got a Uyghur problem as well.
Hey, listen, you have to, if you don't have a sense of humor with all of this, I think it's really good. You know, there are people who call in the show and other ones are talking about, I'll just say the last thing. You know, that other point, which is on Brother Nathaniel, which I'm glad he confirmed your idea that, Chabad Lubavitch is not running the world, okay? These are the same people who say that Putin is a puppet of the Jews. And by the way, if you follow down that rabbit hole, these same people, a lot of them say Christianity was invented by the Jews. As a way of distracting or some ridiculous thing. I made the point, and I'll sum up with this. My thing is this. Look, the Jews are very powerful, but they're not more powerful than God. In the end, God is going to win. You know, I believe it. Dr. E. Michael Jones says there's never been a time in the history of the world where God wasn't in control. Even when things are going really badly and it looks like there's no hope, he's still in control. And that's the important thing we have to remember, and I stick with that. Listen, have a great holiday if I don't speak to you, Doctor, and keep up the great work. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the calls that you made last week into some of the shows, I guess, spreading the word of common sense. That's what I would say. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Ciao.
All right.
Stay classy.
And we don't have another caller, but there may be another caller. And like I said, it's 512-248-8252. Now we do have another caller. It's David in Massachusetts. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Slattery.
Good afternoon. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine.
Are you done parking the car in the harbor?
Yeah, you know, I can't hear you very well, Dr. Slattery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not hearing you very well. If somebody can turn up the volume somehow.
All right, well, how about this?
That's a little bit better.
Okay.
Hey, I listened to your show, you know, in the last hour, National Bugle Radio, mm-hmm. and Dr. Slattery. Mm-hmm. I'd like to tweak your memory, if I may take the liberty of tweaking your memory. You said that the very last memory you had of being in China was laying on your back on a pile of manure.
Well, it wasn't the last memory. It was the best memory. That was what I said.
Oh, okay. But let me see if I can tweak your memory.
Okay.
Are you sure your best memory of China wasn't it laying on your back on a pile of manure?
That was my best memory. Yeah, that was the most fun I had in China.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't manure. It was manure, wasn't it?
No, it was, that's funny.
I'm a funny guy. You know, that reminds me, That reminds me, Dr. Slattery. Boy, I wish I could hear you better. But, you know, you don't know me too well. You're just beginning to get to know me. I know you a little bit better than you know me because I've been listening to your show. But, you know, I was completely sincere, Dr. Slattery, when I called into your show one time and I talked about kicking out the slats and everything, and You know, I'm sincere, Dr. Slattery. National Bugle Radio, it's a nice name for a show, but it's not really you. With all due respect, I would say, and I don't know, you know, you can just think about it or kick it around, but I think a much more perfect title for your show that would fit you to like a glove to a T would be Kicking the Slats Out with Dr. Slattery. And Kicking the Slats Out with Dr. Slattery. And the first time I mentioned that, I got the feeling you weren't too familiar with that expression. But I'll tell you where I first became familiar with the expression. I tell a lot of funny jokes, and I make people split a gut laughing. And I have one friend, every time I bump into him, he wants me to tell him a joke. And because he always says to me, Dave, tell me your latest joke, because your jokes always kick the slats right out from underneath me and everything. So, but you know what's amazing? The spin that somebody can put on it. But you were one with Jeremy Omai. I call him Jeremy Omai. And Jeremy Omai thought I was insulting you when I talked about kicking the slats out with Dr. Yeah. Slattery. Jeremy Omai
when you called me a Jew, you said I was a Jew at all. I took that as a compliment. You know, it's like being a know-it-all.
That's another thing.
Knowing everything about the Jews.
If I don't like somebody, I don't kid them. Of course not. That's spot on with you.
And, Brother Nathaniel, I mean, if anybody's a Jew at all, it's Brother Nathaniel. He knows a lot about Jews. He says he knows three times as much as David Duke. And, of course, honestly, he's got, you know, David Duke didn't grow up in the synagogue. So there you go. But it was very gratifying being on with Brother Nathaniel and having him confirm my most basic ideas about the structure of Jewish power. So anyway, we got another caller. Do you have any last thoughts for us?
Oh, just I have to go into the archives and listen to Jeremy's show. And even when I call Jeremy Omai, I'm not insulting Jeremy Omai, but you know, just that if Jeremy gets to know me a little bit better, he'll know that that I don't play around with words. I don't even call into shows if I don't like the host. I don't even bother to call. Like I won't name them, but there's a couple of shows that you'll never hear me calling on because I don't have respect for the host. So just the fact that I'm calling into Jeremy's show, even if I call him Jeremy Omai because he thought that I was insulting you by talking about kicking the slats out with Dr. Slattery, but anyways, I got to go into Jeremy's archives and listen to Brother Nathaniel because he was from my neck of the woods. I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump from Brookline. And he joined the Russian monastery out in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Oh,
I love Brother Nathaniel. He's one of my favorite people. And
yeah.
I'll close with this to let people ponder this. But do you know Jews make the very best Christians, just as Roman Catholics make the very best Protestants. Let me repeat that. If you've studied history, Jews have made the most powerful Christians, and Roman Catholics, starting with Martin Luther, have made the most powerful Protestants. Okay,
well, that's something to ponder. Hey, thank you very much for your call. Okay, and next we're going to Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Murr, hi, Patrick.
You have a new show on RBN, don't you?
Yeah, it's a short-term one, and I'm probably going to have to call in. Windows 11 updated, and apparently my microphone disappeared. So I've been playing with trying to see what happened to that, so no biggie, though. The phone sounds pretty good. I did a couple of the shows with the phone, but yeah, Dave in Massachusetts said that I was a mascot porcupine because I brought so many points.
Oh, hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, but I just had this kind of one point. I was listening to you and Jeremy and Bro Nat, Brother Nathaniel Kapner. Mm-hmm. He lives up there in northern Idaho where Ingrid Castle does, and at my request, she had him on her show also, so that was pretty good, and he's really down with secession. And I don't know if you saw the email I sent to you and Jeremy and him about your dual status, you know. We're citizens, but that gives us no rights, no domicile, and the Congress is over us, plenary power, right? But you can transfer. All you have to do, you learn about it, but all you have to do is send that one sentence, I declare my intention to be a national and not a citizen of the United States. What we can do, the more of us that do that, take numbers of us, you know, a lot of us, is before we take the states back, take the counties back, right? And then we can take the states back. And the poor little federal government will wither on the vine.
Do you want to hang on for the next segment or?
Oh, you have another caller?
At this point, not yet.
I'd like to. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that, if you don't mind.
All right. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. That is weird music. That's just weird. Okay, this is weird. All right, so Murr, you were talking about, I guess, the sovereign citizen stuff.
Yeah, you change your. We have dual status. People don't realize this. We've always had this. And we're in a feudal system. So changing your status, you send into the Secretary of State, which is currently blinking, winking, and nod, you know, but you opt out. You, just like in a feudal system, you know, you're either in or out, right? So you opt out and by becoming a national. And so then it's like a state citizen, but it's, you know, you're a national, whatever state you're in. I hesitated doing it because I studied about it for a long time and daily and everything with the Roger Sales Group and stuff, you know, on Jitsi. We'll have up to 100 people on there sometime. But do you look at that mail? I'll send you a copy of...
No, I haven't seen it. But
okay, but I can send you a copy of this woman, Sarah, and how it saved her 16-year-old child. They were going to take her away, but they had affidavits for her, her husband, the father, and the daughter, and her being underage, right? But it's an interesting story.
Okay,
but within 5 minutes, they gave her back.
So
when they saw the affidavits.
So okay, I haven't seen the affidavit, but this is what I would say. If somebody is thinking that this might be a way for them to avoid paying taxes or getting a driver's license or not being arrested or not coming under the authority of the court, I'd say don't try this at home. If people are,
yeah.
You said
Patrick,
something
I didn't do it for that. The only reason I did it is because my actual domicile is in New Jersey. This is an abode, mm-hmm. right? And you can see that in the tax regs and stuff. But they kind of took it off of that record, but that's why I sent mine in, and it kept me from having to go do jury duty in New Jersey, which I wasn't about to do.
If you had massive numbers of people who were doing this, it would be, a form of protest, and who knows what could come out of that.
There are actually a lot of people that have figured out how to not pay taxes you don't know.
Warren in Ohio always says, also, right? There's an awful lot of people who wind up in jail for years on tax charges, even though they haven't really even done anything wrong. And like David Duke was in for 18 months.
There are ways to do that, and there's many people. It's been years and years, and no one bothers them, because you kind of have to sign in every year. You have to agree.
Of course,
contract.
To not be bothered, you also have to not be on the radar screen. If you're on the radar screen, they're going to bother you.
Well, I think they get so many people to bother with, and it's if you're loud and stuff, and, you don't have to be that way. They just go your own way. And I just got to tell you, it's so beautiful here, just plastered with snow. It's better than a Brother Nathaniel video.
All right, and that's in Wisconsin?
Yeah. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's nice up there.
It's all over the trees and everything. It's wonderful. And fresh snow on top of that.
Okay. Hey, why don't we just have seconds left? Why don't you tell everybody what time your show's on? Give yourself a plug.
Oh, thank you. It's 2 p.m. Sundays, 2 p.m. Central for an hour. And if you look in the archive, you might like the one about Leo Frank. I don't know if you've heard that, but I tried to pick music that was popular at the time, too, for the bumpers, so you can get the flavor, right?
Sounds good.
But even Nation of Islam said how important that crime is, because that is what got the ADL started.
All right. So we're all done. Our time is done. Mark will be back next week, and I'll be back next week with exciting episodes of National Youth Radio.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.